Ever want to learn the sport of fly fishing? This is Bill Bartee saying that summertime, when school's out and the days are longer, provides a great time to start it up. Ponds, lakes, and even heading to the mountains provides a chance for you to start this sport. Come on over to Jesse Brown's for equipment, advice, and directions to some of the best fishing places and to the sport of a lifetime.
All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Let's head off to one of my favorite destinations, particularly in March.
Oh, that's right. We're going to talk a little bit about this. This is one of your hidden gems personally, Don, and you've shared here on the Carolina Outdoors with that. The title of this show, of course, the Carolina Outdoors, is ironic in that early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT, we blast up and down the eastern seaboard. So there are people in New Jersey, New York, Maine who are listening to the program if they're an early riser, as well as people to the south all the way down to Miami. So in the meantime, this hidden gem that's not in the Carolina Outdoors, it's in the Florida Outdoors, and we welcome those listeners to the program as we delve into their home turf.
That's right. The west coast of Florida has some cool areas, and one of the very coolest has got to be Sanibel and Captiva Island.
Well, listen, let's without further ado, let's go down to Sanibel Island and Captiva Island and Lee County, Florida. And we're going to bring Jackie Parker on with the Lee County Visitor and Conventions Bureau to talk to the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Now, Sanibel is world famous as probably the best destination for shelling. Is that
you're
correct?
Right. You're correct. Yeah, Southwest Florida, we're on the Gulf side now, and so we're on the Gulf of Mexico. And the way the island is situated, I don't want to get too wonky with you, but because it's more of an east-west island instead of a north-south, it gets these amazing waves of shells, and it's very shallow. And you've been out on the beach on Sanibel, haven't you?
Absolutely. Many times. Absolutely my favorite place to go.
And so, and you know, when you walk out, you can walk out pretty much like half a football field, and you're still going to be up to maybe your knees, and you know, in with water. And the shells, you know, you're gonna step on them. There's going to be whole seashells everywhere, and you're going to perfect your Sanibel stoop when you're here.
That's right. You never stand up straight at Sanibel, and one of the reasons is very good because there are more beautiful shells there than you can even imagine. The beach after high tide looks like someone took a dump truck and just distributed the shells, doesn't it?
It is. You're exactly right. And the island right next to Sanibel is called Captiva. And on Captiva, they do the Captiva crouch.
There you go. Either way, you've got to get over there and examine those seashells. Take your reading glasses. Some of them aren't too big, but they are unbelievably intricate, aren't they?
They really are. And if you can find the rarest one, it's called a Junonia. And if you find that, they'll put your picture in the paper. Kind of a cool thing to search for.
I have never found it, but it's amazing the numbers of types of shells. Fighting conchs, very common, aren't they?
There are, lightning whelks, you know, tulip shells. There's just, you know, there's so many. And there's actually an app that you can download. Of course there is, right? There's an app you can download from the, on Sanibel, we have the Bailey Matthews National Shell Museum. And they have an app that you can download that will help you identify shells. And the shells are just on that app. They are just, for our area. It's not all the shells around the world. It's just the shells that are around this area. And you can, when you pick up a shell, and this is so great because it's something that the whole family can do. Uncle picks up a shell, and the nephew says, "Well, what is it?" Well, let's download the app and let's take a picture of it, and it'll tell us. It's a really cool way to experience the beaches.
Now, you've also got a great wildlife refuge there that has sort of a name that makes you smile. Ding Darling. Tell us who Ding Darling was.
Okay, so his name is Jay Norwood Darling, and he was an editorial cartoonist at the Des Moines Register. So here he is in Iowa, and he has this great sense of conservation, and he's an artist. So he draws the editorial cartoons for the Des Moines Register newspaper, and he was a pioneer conservationist, and he is the guy who drew the duck stamps, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Absolutely.
And he was very influential in preserving Sanibel. This was a place that he visited and loved. And in 1945, he petitioned President Truman to sign an executive order to create Sanibel National Wildlife Refuge. And then 20 years later, the refuge was renamed in honor of him. And he was a Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist, as well as a major league environmentalist. And Ding Darling is the National Wildlife Preserve. It takes over 6,400 acres of Sanibel. Three quarters of Sanibel is preserved. So when was the last time you were on Sanibel?
Last year.
Okay. It looks the same. If you were going to say, I was here 10 years ago,
nope.
It looks the same. Because, when you go there, there are no 15-story condos on the beach or anything like that. It's nature. It's trees. And there are no stoplights on Sanibel. We like to say there's no building higher than a palm tree on Sanibel. And it's a haven for birds. We have, over 300 varieties of birds that come to Sanibel. When the white pelicans come, they're the original snowbirds. When they come in the early winter, the first of the year, it's always a good sign. That means that, people are coming, and the colder it is up north, the better, the more we like it. So we get more visitors, and we like that.
Now, one of the great ways to see the wildlife refuge is by boat or kayak, right?
You're exactly right. You can go out on Tarpon Bay, and you can kayak to your heart's content. I was actually out there a couple of weeks ago and went through the mangroves, and it was just beautiful. Had a nice little current. It was really nice. The current was good carrying us out, but then we had to paddle hard getting back. But that's okay.
It's always uphill one way.
Exactly. But it was so much fun, and we took a group out fishing the other day. And I'm not a major league angler like you guys are, but they did catch a few, and they released them. A tarpon is a big deal here too. The tarpon fish. Grouper's big here. You probably know better than I do about what fish are here, but it is a wonderful place to take a boat out and or a kayak out and do some fishing. It's just beautiful. And you might have a friendly manatee bump your kayak. You just never know.
Better than an unfriendly manatee.
Oh, they're so friendly.
Yeah, really. I don't think manatees have ever hurt anyone.
No. And we can't, do anything as far as, if they come up to us, that's fine. But, we can't, they're so, regulated,
No harassing the manatees.
Exactly. Thank you.
The voice over there, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors, talking to our guest, Jackie Parker, with the Lee County Visitor and Conventions Bureau. And just to break that down, we're really talking Sanibel and Captiva Islands there in Lee County. And Jackie, you must have one of the toughest jobs out there talking about this beautiful place. Hone it in for us a little bit. We know it's in the Gulf. It's in the southwestern tier of Florida. But for our listeners who may not know, paint us an area picture. We're kind of between, Fort Myers and Boca Raton, or where are we?
Yeah. We are, that's exactly where we are. We're just to kind of pull out even further. So, Lee County is located. We're about 120 miles south of Tampa St. Pete. When you cross the state line, from Georgia to Florida, if you're driving, it'll take you about 5.5 hours to get here. We're pretty far south, and then you get into Lee County, you cross the Caloosahatchee River, and get into Fort Myers, and then it'll take about 20 minutes to get out to Sanibel, and then you get to Sanibel, which is just the Caloosahatchee sort of dumps into the Gulf of Mexico right at Sanibel, and Pine Island Sound is to the north of Sanibel. So you know, a lot of people think that the islands are surrounded by the Gulf. They're actually to the north. Pine Island Sound is to the north, and that would be the way if you went up to Boca Raton. You would go through Pine Island Sound, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful waters, shallow. There's dolphins that live there year round. You know, dolphins tend to migrate, but there's a group of dolphins that live there. Again. Manatees, all sorts of birds. It's just a beautiful area.
Hey, and for music lovers, I have this one little bit of trivia that I found as I studied up a little bit on Lee County, but there is a famous song, pay attention over there, TJ Boggs, Cheeseburger in Paradise, supposedly was inspired, or Jimmy Buffett was inspired to write that song down at Cabbage Key Inn, which is located in Lee County, Florida.
And there are lots of boats that go out there. We have a Captiva Cruises that takes visitors out there to have lunch, to have a cheeseburger. The building there is covered with dollar bills. You can get a dollar bill and get a Sharpie and tape it up there. And when the bills fall naturally, the folks at Cabbage Key donate that money to charity, which is a really it's a really great great thing that they do. The Cabbage Key has been run by the Wells family, and they also have Tarpon Lodge, which is also on Pine Island, just right across the sound. But yeah, it's just a wonderful place, and where else? There aren't many places where you can just pull up to an island and park your boat and hop out and have a cheeseburger and wander around and see some gopher tortoises, and they're tortoises, but they're named gopher tortoises. I know that sounds weird, but they're out there and they're kind of friendly, and it's just a wonderful place.
Hey,
we
want to come see you, but just in case we don't get to immediately come see you, you and your team is coming to see us, because you're going to be at the Southern Women's Show, which is this weekend. It started the August 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Convention Center downtown. What's the team from Lee County going to be talking about over there?
Hey, they're going to be talking about more of the same, palm trees and grouper and pink shrimp that you can have when you come down here, and all the great things that that we offer. The hospitality here is tremendous. Our nature is, it's world class. The shelling here is amazing. All the things that people can do when they're on doing group travel or group tours with businesses. There's just so many opportunities for team building here. Whether it's going and kayaking or learning to sail, sail a sailboat. There's just lots of really great things here for visitors to do. Well, and we're going to be promoting that.
Right, we invite everybody to come down or just head on over at least first to scout it out at the Southern Women's Show this weekend at the Convention Center here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jackie Parker from Lee County Visitors and Convention Bureau, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.